Welcome to the AI in Action podcast, the show where we break down the hype and highlight the practical benefits of data science, machine learning, and artificial intelligence on our everyday lives. To subscribe to the podcast, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and any Android podcast of choice. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the AI in Action podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly. Today's guest is David Hodden. David is the senior data scientist within SADR, where his main interests lie in big data analytics, blockchain and AI. Over the course of this episode, Dave will tell us about his background, some of the interesting work he's involved in, and also discuss the rise and emergence of blockchain. We talk about the advantages it can bring to enterprises such as smart contracts and the current state of projects he's working on blockchain-based accreditation. Finally, Dave will share us how blockchain looks set to evolve going forward and how its interaction with artificial intelligence will be a game changer in the near future. Hope you enjoyed this short but really insightful podcast, so let's get right into the show. David, you're really, really welcome to the show. Tell me a little about your background and some of the interesting work that you're actually doing at SADR at the moment.
So I completed my PhD 4 years ago now in UCD. It was a PhD in computer science. And the area of my research was to devise methods of embedding information in DNA. So that was modifying the genome of living organisms to hold extra information like genetic tagging. After that, I worked in industry for a year as a full stack developer, and then I joined SADR. So I've been at SADR now for 2 years. SADR is the Center for Applied Data Analytics Research. It's a industry focused technology center funded by Enterprise Ireland and the IDA. And we take on many industry focused projects, and I've worked on many areas of analytics, such as image analytics, text analytics, time series analytics, and in domains such as utilities like electricity, and many financial service-based kind of analytics projects as well. So that's really what brought about the interest in blockchain, I suppose.
Tell me about how blockchain has evolved over the years. And for those that actually don't know what blockchain is, would you mind giving a little bit of a 101 on blockchain too?
Sure. So the first blockchain ever created was Bitcoin, and every other cryptocurrency since is also a form of blockchain. Bitcoin was released in 2008, and it enables people to transfer money electronically. So a blockchain is basically a ledger of transactions. These transactions, in the case of cryptocurrencies, denote somebody transferring money from one account to another account. Transactions are grouped together in blocks, and each block is kind of chained together to form the blockchain. So each block has a reference to the previous block. This blockchain structure is then distributed amongst nodes in the network. These nodes are responsible for validating transactions and also validating blocks, basically checking people have enough money to transfer from one account to another. In the case of cryptocurrencies, these nodes are often referred to as miners, because when you successfully validate a block in a cryptocurrency, you're rewarded with currency. So Bitcoin was the first blockchain, and it's a public blockchain. Many other cryptocurrencies have arisen since then, for example, Tether, Ripple, Litecoin, Dogecoin, many others, hundreds of others actually. Since Bitcoin was released, there's been kind of a more push towards private blockchains and other applications that include the use of smart contracts. So basically, they enable people to develop their own custom blockchain-based applications, and you have all the benefits of a blockchain, such as increased reliability, security of data, and distributed data.
So for those who don't know about some of the solutions blockchain can actually bring to an enterprise, such as smart contracts, please share some of the examples.
One of the kind of big advantages of blockchain is that you're able to represent value in a trustless environment. So that's an environment where you don't necessarily trust your peers or your counterparts. And this is the case in all cryptocurrencies. So you can also store other types of information on a blockchain, such as legal documents or medical documents. And it's very useful if you want to resolve information between different parties. So instead of, say, a solicitor having to keep their own copy of a particular document, you could have the document stored on a blockchain. And that way, any interested party could just look at the blockchain rather than having their own individual copies of that information. So another advantage of blockchain technology is provenance. So that is knowing the origin of a transaction or goods. So in the case of supply chain It is important to know the origin of your goods, in particular, say, your meat goods. You want to know the source of your beef that you're buying. So a blockchain is a way to ensure that you know exactly where all these goods are coming from. And this leads on to the notion of a smart contract. So you could have a smart contract in a supply chain that basically says, upon delivery of goods, funds will automatically be released from this bank account into the courier's bank account. So a smart contract is basically a piece of code that sits on a blockchain, and when some predefined conditions are met, it initiates the transfer of funds or value from one place to another.
Please tell our listeners about the interesting projects that you're actually working on and how they can actually be applied to industry. Because for an awful lot of us, we can hear about blockchain and the hype. Yeah. But what can actually be applied to industry?
So I suppose the first Cedar blockchain project was simply to provide our company partners with an overview of blockchain technology, what it's used for and the power of it. It was also to provide our company partners with a comparison of the different blockchains available out there. So if they wanted to experiment with a particular blockchain, they'd know exactly what to go for and the pros and cons associated with it. The current Cedar blockchain project is in the area of blockchain-based accreditation. So it has three roles in it. You have an owner, a checker, and a provider. A provider is somebody providing a credential. That might be like a university, and they might provide a credential to an owner. Now that owner owns the credential. They can choose who they want to share it with. So they share it with, say, a checker, and the checker could be an employer checking that credential. And the really cool thing about blockchain technology is that the owner can provide different levels of permissions to different checkers. So you can say, if the credential is, for example, an insurance credential, you can say that I have cover, but not necessarily the quantity of cover that you're provisioned for.
And how would you actually go about creating a robust, secure, efficient, and reliable blockchain? How would you actually do something like that?
So blockchain technology at the moment is very new, very complex, and the cost of making mistakes is extremely high. One such mistake was made with a particular blockchain application called the DAO, Distributed Autonomous Organization, and that's basically a venture capital organization where people bought tokens to vote on particular projects to fund. And that particular application was exploited. $50 million worth of DAO tokens and Ether were maliciously taken control of, basically. So blockchains are extremely difficult to create at the moment, and I would recommend anybody interested in kind of experimenting with the technology to take one of the off-the-shelf implementations like Hyperledger Fabric or Ethereum.
So the Hyperledger Fabric, that's an IBM product, is it?
That's right. Yeah. Well, they've open sourced it now.
Oh, brilliant.
So there's a lot of contribution from different people now.
So blockchain has demonstrated its potential as a disruptive technology, particularly with Bitcoin, the first blockchain implementation. What do you see the future of Ethereum and the Hyperledger project?
So the general trend at the moment in blockchain technology is kind of moving towards more enterprise applications, coming away from the public block or public cryptocurrencies. So Ethereum has established the Ethereum Enterprise Alliance to create a private Ethereum blockchain for enterprise so that people can develop their own custom applications for their particular needs. Also Hyperledger, they currently have 5 sub-projects. I would imagine going forward that might reduce in size as people kind of know exactly what they kind of want from a blockchain. At the moment, it's still relatively high barrier for entry in using a blockchain technology. So I would imagine that that'll be lowered and it'll become much easier for somebody to use a blockchain.
So how do you see AI and blockchain interacting in the future together?
Well, I suppose artificial intelligence algorithms rely on machine learning, and blockchain is basically a source of this data. So artificial intelligence algorithms would ingest all this data, and then they could be targeted to, say, identify fraud in financial services or forecasting particular aspects of trading, and also kind of in IoT. So one of the applications of blockchain technology is kind of to have sensors that are updating the blockchain with information the whole time. If these sensors were to fail or could sense failure, you could also use artificial intelligence to predict this failure.
David, thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
That's all for this episode of AI in Action. Hope you really enjoyed it. If you'd like to stay updated with all the latest podcasts, then please head over to the website aiinaction.ie and subscribe to the newsletter to get the podcast delivered straight to your inbox. Finally, I'd like to take the time to let you know about the AI Awards. We're now looking for applications from academia and industry professionals to apply. Set up in 2018, the AI Awards are a not-for-profit business, community-led initiative that was set up to celebrate the best in artificial intelligence and data science in Ireland. Our focus is to support the AI community by recognising the hard work and dedication of those working in the field of AI, data science, and machine learning. We see this as a fantastic opportunity to showcase your work and skills to the AI community on the island of Ireland and also help raise the profile of Ireland as a destination for AI investment. Winning an award brings industry-wide recognition, raises your company profile, and increases awareness of your brand and product. Applications take only a couple of minutes, so go ahead, apply today at www.aiawards.ie. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again next week.